Wendy is having trouble with her job search after losing her last position. She writes, in part,
"This time last year, I was fresh out of school and it took less than 2 months to find a job. I've been unemployed for almost 3 months now, and I'm wondering if listing my last job on my resume is hurting rather than helping me. Do you think when potential employers see that I only worked a certain job for 3 months, they tend to frown on that? And how would I go about answering why I worked for such a short period of time if asked in an interview?"
A two-part question here. Does it turn potential employers off when you've only worked briefly at a previous job?
In most cases, I would say yes. But because of the way the economy's moved, people are less judgmental of that because they know that you might have gotten hired, and then there was a realization that there wasn't budget or funding, and they had to let go of somebody, and they're naturally going to go with one of the newer folks. So people are a little more understanding when it comes to that. In addition, being a younger employee, that also helps you, because they recognize that those new employees are often filling entry-level positions, and so those things have a little higher churn than other roles.
So there's the even stickier issue in the second part of Wendy's question, which is, how do you explain that you were terminated from this job without it ruining your chances?
The beautiful thing about our particular economy right now is that you can tell that story and people would say, "I completely understand." What you don't want to say is, "I was terminated because I kept sleeping at my desk." If that was the case, you definitely wouldn't want to tell that story. What you'd want to say is, "I was in this role for 3 months and the organization realized that they needed to go in a different direction. They were going to have to make some cuts and my job was one of the first to go."
What if it wasn't budget cutting that led to you losing the job?
Be as vague as possible. Definitely don't lie. I would never recommend that. But you could absolutely use this phrase. The organization decided they need to go in a different direction.
We've talked before about employers are really only looking at candidates who already have work. So in that context, where do you put recently terminated or recently laid off on the continuum of I've got a job, therefore people might be interested in me, or I haven't had a job in a long time, and therefore people aren't that interested in me?
I would say within the first 6 months of being let go, you've still got a pretty good shelf life. It's still fresh. It's almost like you still have a job, even though you don't. So people are more willing to take a chance. Once you get beyond that six-month mark, it gets increasingly more difficult. And once you clear the 18-month mark, if you're not doing creative things, you need to be doing creative things. Volunteering at nonprofit, calling yourself a contractor or a consultant, even if you're doing pro bono free work, and filling gaps on your resume so there's not a big void.
On his blog, you can ask Brandon about your career or workplace issues. You can find it at gpb.org/radio. Good to see you again, Brandon.
Joshua, always fun.